जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द्वैत चंद्र एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जय श्रोत गान शून खारी एक मना रथ यात्रिया मृत्यु प्रभुर परमा मोहाना ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द लिसनर्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता प्लीज हियर द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द डांसिंग ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एट द रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल हिज डांसिंग इज वेरी एनचैंटिंग. Please hear of it with great attention. Text 23. Panchadasha dina Ishwara Mahalakshmi lana tara sange krida kaila nibrite vasya. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The 15-day period of Anusvara is also called Nibritta, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Text 24. Tanhara samati lana bhakte sukadite rathe chade bahira haila vihara karite. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and performed his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakya and Parakya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parakya Ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Swakya Ras. And he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parakya Ras. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Swakya Ras. In the material world, Parakya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parakiya Ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parakiya Ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold, and the latter is like iron. Because the difference of the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. So, 15 days before the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath is brought out into a public place, or I should say into public view, on the rooftop of part of the Jagannath temple. And there he is bathed in the public view. After the bathing ceremony, the Lord retires to a secluded place in the area of the temple that is reserved for the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. And for 15 days, she serves him with great love and devotion. After the 15-day period called Anusvar, the Lord wants to come out of seclusion to give pleasure to his devotees. And with the permission of the Goddess of Fortune, he goes out in the procession called Rath Yatra. The temple of Lord Jagannath in Neelachal, in this context, is compared to Dwarka, where Lord Krishna lives with his married queens. And the temple at Sundarachal, also known as the Gundicha temple, named after the wife of King Indradumya, whose name was Gundicha. The Sundarachal is taken to represent Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his internal mood, is Srimati Radharani, when she felt separation from Krishna after he left Vrindavan to go to Mathura and Dwarka. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood during the Rath Yatra was that of Srimati Radharani wanting to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. After Krishna had gone to Dwarka and remained there for some time, there was a solar eclipse, and as recommended in the Vedas, followers of the Vedic culture went to Kurukshetra to take bath during the eclipse. Eclipses are considered inauspicious, and to counteract the inauspiciousness of the eclipse, devotees submerge themselves in holy waters and chant the holy names of the Lord. So when Lord Krishna was informed of the eclipse, he decided, yes, we will go to Kurukshetra to observe it, because Kurukshetra Dharmakshetra. Kurukshetra is a holy place mentioned in the Vedas. And when the news spread that Lord Krishna was going to Kurukshetra, devotees from all over the world decided they would also go, not so much to observe the eclipse at Kurukshetra, but to have the chance to see Lord Krishna. So devotees, saints, sages, kings from all over India came to Kurukshetra. And the residents of Vrindavan decided they would also go. So Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, all the elders of Vrindavan, and the cowherd boys, the gopis, they also came. So it was a very emotional meeting when Krishna saw his mother and father from Vrindavan, and but within his heart, within his mind, he was most eager to meet the gopis, and eventually he excused himself from the other devotees and met them. But when they met, Srimati Radharani and the other gopis could not feel the same pleasure that they experienced with Krishna in Vrindavan, because there was no Vrindavan forest, there was no Jamuna River, there was no Govardhan Hill. Instead of the sounds of peacocks and cuckoos, there was the sound of horses and elephants and chariots rattling. And instead of Krishna being dressed in his yellow dhoti, pitambar, with a peacock feather in his hair and flute in his hands, he was dressed as a royal prince, surrounded by all sorts of opulence. So even though he was the same Krishna and she was the same Radha, they could not experience the same happiness outside of Vrindavan. And therefore, within her heart, Srimati Radharani wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan so that they could experience the same happiness that they experienced in their childhoods or in their youths. So the Ratha Yatra festival, as observed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, is the emotional exchange between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, in which Srimati Radharani wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is the, let's say, internal mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Sriman Mahaprabhu appears for two reasons. The internal reason is he wants to experience the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna, the glories of Srimati Radharani's love. He wants to experience the sweetness of Krishna from the position of Radharani. What does she see? What does she experience when she sees Krishna and when Krishna reciprocates her love? And he wanted to broadcast the glories of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and try to repay his debt to her. So that's the internal reason, and the external reason is that he wanted to promulgate the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga of Harinam Sankirtan. And we shouldn't think that one is higher than the other. Both are the same, because Krishna is absolute. There's no difference between Krishna's inside and outside. He's absolute. In conditioned souls, there's a difference between the body and the soul, between the outside and inside. But in the case of Krishna, who's absolute, Satchidananda Vigraha, there's no difference between his inside and outside. He's absolute. So similarly, on the absolute platform, there's no difference between his internal, not that there's no difference, but there's no distinction in terms of higher and lower between the internal purpose for his descent and the external purpose for his descent. But in essence, the internal purpose was to take the position of Srimati Radharani and experience, you know, the glories of her love for him and the sweetness that she experienced when Krishna reciprocates her love. And externally, his purpose was to propagate Harinam Sankirtan. So Lord Jagannath also, internally, as Krishna, he wants to reciprocate Srimati Radharani's love for him. And externally, he wants to give mercy to all of his devotees and, in fact, to all living entities. And both take place during the Rath Yatra. Generally, devotees go to the temple to see the Lord, but people are so fallen in Kali Yuga that they have no time to go to the church or temple, or they have no inclination to go to the church or temple. So the Lord comes out of the temple to give mercy to the devotees and fallen souls. And the Lord comes out in two forms. One is in the form of the deity, Jagannath, and the other is in the form of the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. And there's a verse in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that says that that the holy name of Krishna and the deity form of Krishna and the original form of Krishna are all the same. There's no difference between them. And so the Lord gives his association to the devotees and even to the ordinary conditioned souls in the form of the deity, Lord Jagannath, and in the form of the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the Lord also gives his association in the form of his chariot and the ropes that pull the chariot, because they are the Lord's paraphernalia. And on the absolute platform, there's no difference between the Lord and his paraphernalia. The king of Orissa at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Maharaj Prataparudra, and he was a great devotee. And many of his associates wanted to arrange for the Lord to meet him. But because Lord Chaitanya was playing the part of a sannyasi in a very rigid and conservative society, he refused to meet the king. He listened to the glories of the king, but he said, still the king has one fault, that he's a king. And generally, king, the very name king, the very word king, is associated with material opulence and sense gratification. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a strict sannyasi in that culture, did not want to be associated with the king. And he didn't want his reputation to be tarnished by association with the king. But still, the devotees continued to appeal to the Lord to be merciful to the king, because they knew what a great devotee he was. In fact, the king was ready to give up his kingdom and live as a mendicant, you know, if he could not have the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And within the court of the king were many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was like a chief priest or spiritual advisor of King Prataparudra. And Ramananda Roy had been the king's governor in South India, and he was so kind and generous that he relieved Ramananda Rai of his service as the governor and allowed him to come to Jagannath Puri to have the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there and serve him. So they all appealed to him. Even Nityananda Prabhu appealed to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya was adamant. Then finally, because of the appeals of his intimate devotees, and also his appreciation of King Prataparudra, he said, all right, I will give you a piece of my cloth, and you can give the cloth to King Prataparudra, and that will be as if he had my audience. So on the absolute platform, the Lord and the Lord's paraphernalia are the same. they're equally worshipable. And so the king received the cloth and he worshipped it, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So the Rath cart and the ropes of the cart on the absolute platform, they're the paraphernalia of the Lord. And therefore, for people to touch the cart or touch the ropes, it's as if they're touching the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Lord is extremely munificent in distributing his mercy during Rath Yatra. And of course there's his glance. He passes in the procession smiling and glancing lovingly and mercifully upon his devotees and ultimately on all living entities. So it's a very jubilant festival because the Lord is coming out to give darshan, to give mercy, give his audience to his devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada says, it's a very feeling festival. When we think of Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna after such a long period of separation and then not finding the same happiness that she experienced when she was with Krishna in Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would observe the Rath Yatra festival, sometimes he would recite a verse from mundane poetry, and no one could understand the reason. No one could understand the inner meaning of the verse. But in the verse, the beloved is saying to the lover that, you know, I'm the same person as when we met in our youth, and you're the same person. But, you know, where are the trees and the river and the moonlit nights that we enjoyed together then? So it was from, mundane poetry, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing it, and no one could understand why. But one year, Srila Rupa Goswami happened to be present during the Rath Yatra, and he heard the Lord singing this verse. So after the procession, he returned to his quarters, and on a palm leaf, he wrote his own verse explaining the verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had recited during the Rath Yatra. And he stuck the palm leaf in the thatched roof of his hut. And then he went to take bath in the ocean. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to meet Rupa Goswami. These three great personalities, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Haridas Thakur, were not allowed to enter the Jagannath temple because Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, so he was considered fallen. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had served in the government of Nawab Hussein Shah, and they had intimate association with Muslims. So they were also considered to be fallen, disqualified. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to visit them. And on this occasion when he went, Rupa Goswami was not there, but he happened to notice the palm leaf stuck in the thatch of the hut. And so he took out the palm leaf and he read it. And Rupa Goswami had composed a very beautiful verse in which he describes Srimati Radharani's feelings on meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra, which sort of echoed the words of that mundane verse of poetry that Mahaprabhu had recited. And again, the idea is Radharani is saying to Krishna, you're the same Krishna and I'm the same Radha, but without Vrindavan, we cannot experience the same happiness. So please come back to Vrindavan. That's the essence of the verse. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was astonished that how could Srila Rupa Goswami know my inner feelings? And he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary and most intimate associate in Puri. He knew the inner meaning of that verse of poetry, but other than him, no one else knew. And he kept it confidential. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, how could Rupa Goswami know my heart? And Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, he must have received your special mercy, because without your special mercy, no one can know your heart. Srila Prabhupada comments that he received a similar blessing from his Guru Maharaj, because 1 year he composed, he wrote a beautiful homage to his Guru Maharaj for his Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, which he read in Bombay at the Gaudiya Math. And along with the homage, he wrote a poem in appreciation of his Guru Maharaj. And one verse in particular pleased Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the verse says, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. And that really went to the essence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's realization of his preaching mission. And so just as Lord Chaitanya showed Rupa Goswami's verse to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would show Prabhupada's verse to his confidential devotees. How could he have understood? So, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, the confidential meaning of Lord Chaitanya's reciting that verse of mundane poetry and the whole inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra was revealed. And of course, everything was put together by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami did not personally experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but he resided in Vrindavan, and after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, many of his associates disappeared. We sang that song about the Lord and separation from the Lord and his associates. So Raghunath Das Goswami was like completely heartbroken. And so he decided that what is the use of living, you know, without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Puri. So he decided to go to Vrindavan to commit Vaishnav suicide, to jump from Govardhan Hill. So, and before doing so, he wanted to offer respects at the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan. So when he met them, they appealed to him, "Don't do this. You stay with us." They accepted him as their younger brother, as their third brother. And because you were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, you know all about the Lord's later pastimes. So you should tell them to us. So he agreed to stay. And every day he would discourse for about 3 hours about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's later pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And one of the devotees who would sit in the audience when he would speak was Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And in Puri, both Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami took notes, just like we have Hari Suri's diary, TKG's diary. So they took notes. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami got their notebooks, and based on what he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami and what was recorded in their notebooks and other authoritative sources of information, he compiled Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and disclosed these most confidential facts about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner mood at Rath Yatra. And externally, there was tremendous Harinam Sankirtan during the Rath Yatra. And I'll just read a little about that Harinam Sankirtan, just to give you an idea and perhaps inspire us in our performance of Harinam Sankirtan. Text 25. Sukshma sweta balu pate pulinera sama duidike tota saba yena vrindavana. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. Rathe chari jagannatha karila gamana Dui Parshve Deki Chale Anandita Mana. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. and the first Rath Yatra in ISKCON celebrated in San Francisco with a flatbed truck. The truck developed some difficulty and stalled, and they didn't even know if they'd get it to work again. And at the time Srila Prabhupada was ill, he was unable to participate directly in the Rath Yatra, but he was recuperating at Stinson Beach in the Bay Area. And when the devotees told him about the crisis with the truck stopping, Srila Prabhupada remarked, "This is part of Lord Jagannath's pastimes. Even in Jagannath Puri, it always happens that the chariot stops and the devotees don't know if and when they'll ever be able to get it to move again." So sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot, therefore, moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. They were considered senior to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he, you know, worshipped them and served them on the same level as his spiritual master. Similarly, when Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. So he was also a good organizer. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vrikreshwar Pandit to dance in front of each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaitacharya was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Govindananda. Sri Advaitacharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. Text 39. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Ganga Das, Haridas, Shriman, Shubhananda, and Sriram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these 3 were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Srikanta and Vallabha Sen, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. Text 42. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. The two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vakreshwar Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed from the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandan were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party. Yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party two men were beating drums. Thus 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sound or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath. Jai Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. So Krishna also, during the Rasa dance, expanded himself to be by the side of each gopi. But he dealt with each gopi in such a wonderful way that each one thought, Krishna is with me. Krishna cannot leave me. Krishna favors me. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot understand. Text 60. Rajara tucha seva deki prabhura tushtamana seta prasade paila rahasya darshana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. The mystery of Lord Chaitanya's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person, but the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastime. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. So the king was so eager to have the Lord's darshan, but because he was a king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet him. But when the king offered menial service to Lord Jagannath, sweeping the road in front of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart softened, and he gave the king special mercy to be able to perceive the mysterious activities of the Lord in Ratha Yatra. We might take it lightly now that the king swept the road in front of the deity, but it was not a small thing then. And in fact, the king was criticized by royalty in other kingdoms, that what kind of a king is this? He's like sweeping the street. But the king didn't care about, you know, mundane reputation or his image, but he sincerely rendered menial service to the Lord. And because of his humble service, Lord Chaitanya, who is not different from Lord Jagannath, gave him some special mercy to actually be able to perceive what was happening during Ratha Yatra. And later on, when the Lord took rest during an interlude in the procession, King Pratap Rudra shed his royal dress and assumed the garb of a Vaishnav, and entered the garden, Jagannath Vallabh garden, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pretending that he didn't know who the Vaishnav was, embraced him. He came in and began to recite the Gopi Gita, the 31st chapter of the 10th canto, the Gopis' songs in separation from Krishna, which was very much the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Ratha Yatra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was already ecstatic, but he became even more ecstatic when he heard the king recite the Gopi Gita, especially the verse Tavakatamritam, Buridajana. It says that those who, you know, broadcast the messages of Godhead are the most munificent personalities, Buridajana. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the king. He said, you are Buridajana, you are Buridajana. Keep reciting, keep reciting. So the Lord was conquered by the humble service of the king, the menial service of the king, and gave him so much mercy, while at the same time preserving the integrity of the sannyas dharma at the time. I'll just read one more verse because we'll have to get ready for the parade here. Text 61. Sakshatena deha deka parokshe tadaya kebujite pari chaitanya chandrera maya. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king, because a king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. So, there are many mysteries here. Vasudev Ghosh, who was a great songwriter and musician among Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, he has written one song. Ye Gaura, Se Krishna, Se Jagannath. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same as Krishna, is the same as Lord Jagannath. So it's Jagannath is Krishna, Krishna is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But they're assuming different forms and different moods and reciprocating with each other. So King Pratap Rudra, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could see this and understand this. And just the fact that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded himself into seven forms and was mingling in the seven kirtan parties, he could see that. Not everyone could see that. So that was also the Lord's special mercy upon him. But the greatest mercy that he desired was bestowed upon him later when the Lord took some rest in the garden. And King Pratap, he was actually lying down and resting. He was in ecstasy, but he was physically lying down and resting. And King Pratap Rudra entered the garden in the guise of a Vaishnav and began to massage the Lord's lotus feet and recite the Gopi Gita, and then the Lord became more ecstatic and embraced him. So, from a certain point of view, one can see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Guru and Lord Jagannath as Krishna, and therefore Srila Prabhupada remarks that by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, one can become successful in devotional service. So, because of his menial service, humble service, to Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya was pleased, and therefore by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, his devotional service was successful. So this is a good lesson for us about humble service, that we can please the spiritual master and the Lord through humble service, and then by their combined mercy, attain success in Krishna consciousness. So again, there's no high and low, because all service is absolute. There's no difference on the absolute platform between cleaning the toilet of Krishna's devotees and cleaning the paraphernalia of the deities on the altar. But if someone accepts service in a humble mood, Chinadapi Sunichena Tararapi Sahishna, feeling himself very lowland and fallen, then the Lord will be especially inclined to give mercy to him. And it says those who exalt themselves become humbled, and those who humble themselves become exalted. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Sucharya Mataji. Sucharya Mataji says she heard a talk by Srila Prabhupada in which he described the meeting of Srimati Radharani with Krishna at Kurukshetra, and that she remained very quiet. You know, they met in a secluded place, and she remained very quiet, and then finally she spoke, and she said, "Where did you get those funny clothes?" Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.